This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
El Salvador. He's been saying it for years. As soon as countries start adopting Bitcoin as legal tender, he believes it will cause a chain reaction. That chain reaction has now begun. Max Keiser, finish up your point on that, please.
Right. So we talked about it as hash war, basically countries competing with each other. And this was the answer to when people would come up and say, hey, what if countries outlaw Bitcoin? Well, there's two answers. Number one is it's impossible to outlaw Bitcoin, just like it's impossible to outlaw P2P file sharing. Just ask Hollywood or the recording industry about that. You cannot shut down a file sharing network online. So it's impossible. And Bitcoin is a P2P essentially currency. The second answer is that the more likely scenario is that countries like here we have El Salvador realize, you know what? We can have a banking system that's outside of the current banking system and outside of any nation state with hard money where purchasing power is going to increase. So we're going to adopt Bitcoin. We're going to mine Bitcoin. We're going to use volcano energy, geothermal energy to mine Bitcoin. Now, Paraguay and Guatemala have weighed in and said we're now introducing legislation to also make Bitcoin legal tender in these countries. Argentina is talking about this. I would imagine that we won't be long before we hear about Mexico. So the entire Latin American, South American part of this hemisphere could be on a Bitcoin standard, which is going to force a chain reaction in Europe, Asia, all over the world, going to go to a Bitcoin standard. This is the death knell for the IMF, the World Bank, JP Morgan, Wall Street banks, the globalists, the war machine, the haters, the killers, the destroyers are all going to be wiped out by the love explosion that is Bitcoin.
Now, they've really been trying to push Bitcoin down. I know you've been mad at Elon Musk. He seems to be kind of manipulating the market right now. If you guys could put up the last month of Bitcoin, it went down quite a bit. Now it's going back up. What's happening?
Well, it's I've been in this for 10 years. And we've had 15 pullbacks in those 10 years, and this is an average pullback. It's about the ninth largest pullback of the last 10 years or so. What more importantly, the underlying fundamentals in terms of corporations like MicroStrategy is adding billions to their balance sheet. El Salvador is obviously
getting into the game. Central banks getting involved, governments getting involved. Compared to where Bitcoin was even a year ago, this seems like a capitulation, as I've called it, to Bitcoin.
It is. You get the price of Bitcoin you deserve. Elon Musk, you know, he has a big voice and he has a lot of money and he's tweeting about Bitcoin. But I used to do that when I tweeted about Bitcoin in 2011, 2012, and 2013, the price would move 50% a day. So Elon Musk is doing a Max Keiser, you know, 6-7 years later. Most everything anyone does in Bitcoin, whether it's the insults that they use to criticize it or the things they'd like to say that they like about it, if you go back to my shows from 8, 9, 10 years ago.
But I'm not like Peter Schiff, who I think is a good guy, but he could have done it and missed the boat. I missed the boat, and I bet I was wrong. So I learned from my mistakes. Right.
Peter Schiff has a very hardened stance, and whereas Spencer Schiff, his son, who's a friend of mine, he is all about Bitcoin, loves Bitcoin. He's been buying Bitcoin, and he'll probably be in the Austin event coming up on July 8th at Spider House in Austin. Tickets still available. Search online, and we're giving two away on your show, Alex. I don't know how you're going to do that, but two lucky listeners are going to get tickets to the event, Alex.
Well, it looks like two of the crew got a ticket. I don't know how I'm supposed to get it. I love my listeners, but how am I supposed to give this ticket away? I love how you give me the responsibility. How about you just give me that 10,000 Bitcoin?
Tell you what,
you give me 10,000 Bitcoin like you tried, I promise I will distribute it, 80% of it to the listeners.
But it's in a safe place, Alex, and I don't want to burden you with keeping track of it.
No. I apologize for 10 years ago. Now I will take I will take 1,000 Bitcoin then.
Just consider as a friendly gesture on my behalf to custodian and to safeguard those coins, Alex. And we'll revisit this at a time when I feel you're really mature enough to handle this type of responsibility, because it is a whopping big responsibility of about $350 million worth of Bitcoin.
Well, if I haven't proven out the responsibility now, I want to fund the operation with a small percentage of it, and I will promote Bitcoin with the rest. You need to give the Bitcoin to me. Thank you, Max.
Let's talk about this, soon.
All right, thank you, Max. Yes, sir.
The fight part.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters. You can find me at StuPeters.tv. Gone last week. I was in Texas, Veterans and Celebrity Softball Classic. What an incredible time that was. I did miss being here, though, with you guys. There's so much to cover. I'm looking at breaking news right now. We're trying to get Dr. Jane Ruby on the line to talk about some of this. But there are two companies that are so eerily connected, as we have now discovered that every system at the disposal of these globalists is being weaponized against you. And we're discovering now, we're finding out the complexity of the relationships, not only between individuals, not between, you know, Fauci and Gates, because we had those suspicions. And we're trying to get it out to the masses right now. We need your help with all of that. But also the collusion and concerted efforts from allied countries that we have now been able to clearly identify as adversaries of the United States, attackers of freedom, enemies of liberty, destroyers of justice. They're murderers. They're criminals. They're pedophiles. They're drug and human trafficking terrorists. And they're not, you know, living in caves in Afghanistan or beheading people in the desert on YouTube videos. They're living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They're in the empty city of Washington, D.C. It's eerie. It's a ghost town. But we're getting now, as we start to look into this, it's the responsibility of people like myself. And just because of the curious nature of my investigative background, I always like to try to figure things out. And Dr. Jane Ruby, I've got to give her all of the credit, because as an international health economist, as somebody with 20 years of pharmaceutical research experience, she's not only just researching now the pharmaceuticals themselves, but why they are the way that they are, why they're being hidden, why they're being pushed so much. I mean, the curiosity amongst these doctors that are speaking out, the brave ones that we're hearing about. Dr. Carrie Madej, that's been on this program multiple times. I had her on the Stu Peters Show just recently. Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Peter McCullough. I mean, the names that you are familiar with, and now Dr. Jane Ruby emerging on the scene as somebody who is responsibly opining on all of these things. And we're going to have her on here in just a moment to talk about the relationship of two companies that are extremely close to one another. And it's going to shock you. We've been talking about this magnetism. It's not a phenomenon. It's not a conspiracy. Thousands of people are literally sticking stuff to their face. They're sticking stuff to their arms. Now we're seeing all the videos of magnetic meat. This isn't a conspiracy. The media wants you to believe that it is. You're going to get banned from everywhere if you mention it. Instagram, Facebook, all the CCP communist-owned and propagandized media, social media outlets. You're going to be thrown off of there, obviously, immediately if you mention magnetism. But there's a certain company, and I'm hearing Dr. Jane Ruby. We got a hold of her, so we can bring her on right now. There are two companies. Thank you, Dr. Jane, for being here. We really appreciate it. There's a company called Cell, and then there is they're meddling in this technology that's behind this magnetofection. And the magnetofection that you have been breaking is what drives the mRNA through the body more rapidly. It's an easier form or more aggressive form of transmission through the body, which is why it's not localized to the arm anymore. But now we're finding people with these diagnoses like Guillain-Barré and other things, which we're going to be breaking here shortly as well. I mean, all this stuff is just coming across here. But they have an interesting relationship with another company of interest throughout this whole plandemic. You uncovered this whole thing, called me from the airport. I want you to tell the Alex Jones listeners all about this. Folks, pay attention to this, because this, you have to take a look at the complexity of these relationships to really understand how deep the deep state is, how big the globalist grip is on this world. Dr. Jane.
Yeah, thanks, Stu. Let me start a little bit from the beginning. When all of those people started to approach you and some of them me as well on this magnetic phenomenon that's happening, I did a little bit of digging and looked to see if there was any kind of a relationship, and that's where we came up with the company called Chemicell that is located in Berlin, and they have a very elegant website, very sophisticated, with a huge list of chemicals that assist in adding magneto infection, which is a way to target cells in the body or any animal, to move the mRNA molecule into target cells. They call them target any cell, actually. And so after we aired that, we had a tip from a police detective in Berlin who advises us that when he went to look at that corporation, he found that the same address for Chemicell, same building, same operation, included the company TIB Mobile, which is, and I previously reported slightly mistakenly, that it was owned by a Christian Drosten, but it's actually owned by a long-term friend of his named Olfort Lant, and he's the CEO of TIB Mobile. And the reason this is important is because the Mobile company produces the PCR kits right now that are used worldwide, as well as other companies. And they're in the same facility as the company that produces a huge collection of magnetofection chemicals that assist with driving this mRNA into every cell in your body. So and I want people to understand, if you're not familiar with Christian Drosten, you need to know that he is on the editorial board of the organization called Eurosurveillance. Now, this is not the UDRA surveillance, which is the equivalent of our U.S. VAERS system. This is another organization that advises European countries on healthcare policy. So he's on this editorial board, but he published his paper. Second author, coincidentally, was Olfort Lant, the CEO of Mobile that makes the PCR test kits, on how people, organization, countries should use the PCR test, even though it's an innovator who's now since died. Dr. Harry Mullins has said the test is way too general. It will find COVID in anything if you run the cycles high enough. So we see this interlocking directorate, and it's critically important that people understand this connection. So Christian Drosten and Olfort Lant wrote this paper. When you think about it, if they're editors of this organization, they actually published their own paper through their own organization. That's highly unethical.
I don't understand how any of that is legal. How can it be that this is like me being the expert on something and then also working for a government agency that controls that particular industry and then pushing or lobbying to the government that I work for on behalf of the people my product? This would be like Mike Lindell being in charge of the pillow division at the Department of Health and Safety. I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
It's worse than that. If you have a journal that publishes papers on a peer-reviewed basis, that means that no scientist is above peer review. His or her work has to be scrutinized, criticized, rewritten. Many times they send the scientists back. In this particular case, the authors were their own reviewers. That's highly unethical. It's not done. Up is down, down is up, Stu. It's absurd.
Yeah, I have a whistleblower that I'm going to be talking about here shortly who called me, and it's in reference to some of those things, where this stuff is coming from and why it's in there. But there are so many questions that I have for you today, and I, at the last minute, you're making yourself available, and I hope that you can stick around for the duration because there are a lot of messages inside of my Telegram. I'm getting email after email of people who are experiencing vaccine injuries. Since we did Brittany Galvin on my show, who, by the way, if you're unfamiliar with who she is, if you're a listener of the Alex Jones Show and you don't know who Brittany Galvin is, this is a girl who, she was the first patient to have a neurosurgeon that was brave enough to actually diagnose her with this Guillain-Barré and say that it was absolutely unequivocally 100% because of the Moderna shot that she contracted this very serious syndrome, which could leave her paralyzed for life and ultimately could absolutely kill her. Guillain-Barré. Yep. There are also people suffering with tremors. There's another person that I was introduced to through Instagram, which I'm not really big over there because it's owned by the CCP, but I was contacted through there. I checked the message requests. There are people with these tremors now that are having cold shivers. These are perfectly healthy people, folks. And this whistleblower coming forward is a pharmacist. We're going to talk about her and some of the things that she said, as well as a very serious case that you just told me about. And that's all coming up right after the break. Thank you so much for sticking around. My name is Peter. This is the Alex Jones.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is why I love doing this job. Honestly, I left 18 years as an investigator tracking down violent fugitives, investigating criminals. Nothing has changed. Still investigating criminals, but now they just wear a different uniform. They're all of a different class. They're all criminals, and we're exposing them. I love it. What keeps me motivated, what keeps me going, because believe me, there are days that are so incredibly challenging to investigate every email that we get, to look into every bit of corruption, to try to figure out if there's a story behind this or that or this person. I mean, we're now talking about a Republican candidate in Florida who apparently, according to Deanna Lorraine, who was on the Stu Peters show earlier today, threatened to have Ukrainian and Russian assassins track down his opponent and murder her. This is really going on. So please tell your sheep neighbors what is really going on in this world and direct them to the truth right here at InfoWars and over at my place at StuPeters.tv. Dr. Jane Ruby is joining us. We were just talking about something that is actually extremely huge. Understanding how heavy that information really is, that the company Chemicell, these are the people meddling in this magnetofection technology. Well, everybody in the world is denying the reality that people are magnetized after they get these injections. Magnetized even after not getting the injections, but being around people who are. And we don't know what is shedding with these people right now. We don't know exactly what side effects or what symptoms you might experience through this shedding or this transmission. We do know that they told us that these things were going to be self-transmitting, that they were going to be basically contagious, that they were developing this years ago. But they want you to believe that none of this is true. They want you to ignore what your eyes are seeing, ignore what your ears are hearing, and completely disregard the thousands of self-recorded videos that you see on the CCP-controlled TikTok or over on Instagram. It's ridiculous. Chemicell, the company that is meddling in the technology for the magnetofection, which Dr. Jane Ruby broke and exposed, was intentionally added to these vaccines. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, all of them, is in the same building, same suite, with the people that are responsible for manufacturing PCR test kits. Absolutely insane. Now, Dr. Ruby telling me during the break, the first confirmed case of multiple sclerosis documented, direct result of the Pfizer jab.
Stu, the numbers are exploding of all kinds of what we know as autoimmune diseases. MS, or multiple sclerosis, is one of those autoimmune diseases. In this disease, the body attacks its own myelin. Your myelin is the sheath covering over your brain and spinal cord. Imagine if you have a process that starts multiple sclerosis, and then you add on top of that booster shots of this these injections to advance the MS. No wonder people like Brittany, who has another form of autoimmune disease, Guillain-Barré syndrome, no wonder she's having trouble walking, a 30-year-old, 30-something-year-old mother of three. What basically happens is the we know the spike proteins are going everywhere. We've been told that this injection doesn't leave the injection site, and yet at the same time we're reading all kinds of reports that the spike proteins, that the injection's delivery of mRNA molecule forces your body to make, are being found in all kinds of organs and other places in your body. So it's not, in fact, the magnetofection process, when added to the lipid nanoparticles, actually drives, it's a stronger delivery system to get this to every cell in the body, because it breaks through natural barriers. The most famous barrier everyone knows is the blood-brain barrier. Not everything is supposed to get through the brain, as you can imagine. But putting this nanoparticle and charging it with magnetofection ensures that it goes past those lipid barriers, and that's what's happening here. Sue, I wanted to also share with you and the viewers that something else is happening, especially that we're being lied to about the fact that these are supposedly not leaving the injection site. There was a report, and we're still getting more information on it, that there are changes in the blood, the shape and morphology of your blood cells. I provided your producers with a photograph that shows four different photographs from something called dark field microscopy. And this is a deep microscope that is able to ferret out unnecessary light to give you a more specific look at blood cells. And in the upper left-hand corner, these cells are of normal, healthy red blood cells. Somebody took the blood from someone who had been injected with their second shot. I'm not aware of which company it was, either Pfizer or Moderna, since they're the only two right now with two injection series. And so they looked at that person's blood several days after they were injected with the second shot. What you're seeing in the picture to the right, in the upper right-hand corner, are the blood cells several days after the shot. And you can see that they're not smooth and round the way red blood cells are supposed to be.
I've seen some stuff going on the screen that we're operating out of a different studio here today, so I think that there's just some issues pulling that up. But I will make sure that we get that up on the website as well, so that people can understand what it is that you're referring to. But they definitely change your blood cells. We're being lied to in that regard. These things actually change your blood cells. They damage cells.
Yes, that's what I'm explaining. They change the shape, which is the morphology of your red blood cells. It looks like the nucleus has been damaged, because you see it's, when you get to see the photo, the nucleus of the red blood cells becomes very whitened and enlarged. That tells me there's a high inflammatory process going on. And then in a third picture, you can see a lot of white specks that are surrounding the plasma around those red blood cells and the blood cells themselves. And those are the lipid nanoparticles that are just profusely and ubiquitously throughout the bloodstream. So again, you know, don't. And then the fourth picture, just for future reference, is the red blood cells with these, it looks like embedded particles in them. Don't tell me that this material that's being injected from these shots stays at the site of injection, which is the upper arm, the deltoid muscle, because they're not.
25 people died as a result of the swine flu vaccination program. 25 people. It was immediately halted. We've talked about this ad nauseum. I know that you guys have this information, but this has to sink in. This has to resonate with the people that you know. I'm thinking about standing right outside of pharmacies. I'm thinking about standing right outside of the CVS with a big sign and just warning people. I feel like it's almost my duty to stand there and tell people exactly what's going on. We only have about 45 seconds left here in this segment, but if you have something quick.
When the famous antidepressant drug Celexa was being tested in animal studies in the 80s, six beagle dogs died of heart attacks. Stu, they shut that program down for six dead dogs before they even got to humans. We have over 6,000, and that's a conservative estimate, dead in the United States. What are we doing?
could be 60,000 or 600,000. If you follow the Harvard study, we know that 1% or less of these things are actually accurately reported to VAERS because it's a very complicated system. And they're screwing with those numbers over there as well. I'm going to talk to you about why this is all happening and where the doctors are coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. But then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down. So it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it. And I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stu Stu Peters, StuPeters.tv. Check me out. I'd appreciate it. Come on over anytime. Much similar. We do nothing but truth. And although the topics may overlap every once in a while, Alex can't keep track of me, nor can I keep track of what he's doing. And if I'm being redundant or repetitive, I apologize. Breaking over there right now. Today, a senator in Minnesota here actually sent a threatening email to a voter that requested a forensic audit of the 2020 election here. Very polite, but very persistent. She sent an email to Minnesota Senator Jim Carlson in response to her requesting a forensic audit of the 2020 election here in the state of Minnesota. This guy at 12:47 a.m. Now, I don't know about you. I'm sleeping at 12:47 a.m., but conveniently, that's right around bar close here in the state of Minnesota as well. I don't know what Jim Carlson is into, if the senator was on a drunken stupor or what he was doing, but he starts emailing her back at 12:47 a.m. It ended up with threatening emails from him to her. That story is at StuPeters.tv. I know where you live. I know everything about you. I know where your family is. Scary world that we live in right now. And, you know, these people that are supposed to be charged with the responsibility of protecting you and the voice of the people, their very job is to go and represent the voices of their constituents, to take care of the concerns that their constituents have. And rather than that, instead, he turns around and says that he knows where she lives and that she better stop emailing him. Very polite. You'll see all the emails over there at StuPeters.tv. We have Dr. Jane Ruby on here. We were talking about MS before we went to break. Two or six beagle dogs died as a result of an injection. They immediately halted that vaccine process. 25 people die in a swine flu. They immediately halt that. We have upwards of possibly 600,000 people injured or dead as a result of this inoculation, this vaccine, which we're going to talk about specifically exactly how hidden the contents of this thing really are. But first, you wanted to touch a little bit more on this MS.
I believe I got word that the producers were able to locate that photo that is really helpful, showing the differences in a the blood, the red blood cells of people who have been injected with any of these four injections, Stu. And what we're seeing in the upper left-hand corner is a collection of normal red blood cells. They're nice and round, they're healthy, they're plump, and they're filled with, the red ferritin, iron that carries your oxygen. In the upper right-hand corner, you're seeing the beginning several days after the second injection of one of these injections, and you can see that the shape is changing, becoming very abnormal, spotty around the edges. They're not round. The nucleus looks inflamed. It's white and widened. And then the lower left-hand corner, you're seeing probably after about 5 days. This is by, like I said before, dark field microscopy. In the lower left-hand corner, you see a lot of these dots and kind of, you know, irregularities on the outside. These are the red blood cells fighting for their lives. In the right, bottom right corner, you see all these white specks. Those are believed to be the lipid nanoparticles. Don't tell me that these injections stay at the injection site. And they're not only surrounding the red blood cells, they're damaging them. You can see an inflammatory process. There's like a war on for our blood. We are verifying with the person who ran these tests and hopefully get them on the show soon, if possible. And I really want to send my thanks to the producers for getting this up and running. I think it's a really powerful photograph that should
speak. They're incredible. And you're right. They're lying. This should be the duty of medical professionals, of doctors, of pharmacists, of people, anybody that's responsible for injecting this stuff into the bloodstream of unsuspecting Americans who have no idea. You can't really necessarily blame them. They have no idea. They go home after a long day at work. They turn on the TV. They listen to their evening news without any clue whatsoever that this whole thing has been hijacked. They don't know that the same six corporations own Fox's, own MSNBC or CNN, but they're all reading from the same exact script. I challenge anybody, if you don't believe me, when you have 15 minutes of time, sit down in your living room and turn them on. Turn on the different channel. You will listen to them. They're reading the exact, not only similar messages, verbatim. They're saying the same words. So you can't blame these people. But what about these medical professionals? Why are doctors, Dr. Jane Ruby, continuing to give this thing to people knowing that this information is out there, knowing that 5,000 or 5,500 or 6,000 are reported to VAERS, they don't even have to take the Harvard study into account. I mean, if 6,000 is the number, we're stopping something for six beagles, for crying out loud. Why are they still injecting these people?
Stu, this is a very good question. I'm glad you brought it up. You touched on something earlier. People have been relying on the good faith and trust in physicians and nurses and pharmacists for centuries. Why is this happening? I have coined the phrase zombie doctor. Why? Because so many American physicians and physicians outside of the United States, so many physicians are just blindly telling their patients, oh, go get the shot. It's perfectly safe for everyone. I've told them to push back on their doctors and ask, well, is there anybody this isn't safe for? Because, Stu, there's nothing in the world that's 100% safe. So I coined the term zombie doctors, and I've sent out pictures of doctors in their zombies, drenched in blood, holding up needles, and coming after you because doctors have a responsibility to look at the literature before recommending something. And to answer your question, Stu, there are only two reasons why this is happening. One, doctors are ignorant or lazy, and they're not doing the research. They're not looking at the same studies that I can find in the public domain to look at the dangers and look at what this injection is really made of. And that is dereliction of duty and the highest order of a violation of the Hippocratic Oath ever. Or even worse, in my mind, although I think they're both equally worse, these doctors are being paid. How are they being paid? They're being paid, they're incentivized by the pharma companies through grants. And these things are all kind of hidden and wrapped around and, you know, and they get around federal regs. Or I've seen insurance companies like Blue Cross and Blue Shield actually provide bonuses for a certain percentage of the doctor's patient population inoculated. Sue, these are in direct violation of the Nuremberg, all 10 of the Nuremberg codes, and it's got to stop. And I'm calling attention to zombie doctors because I want doctors to start taking responsibility. My own doctor down here, when I moved to Florida just recently, great doctor, great examination at the very end said, you know, you really ought to think about taking the vaccination. Well, she said that to the wrong person. And when I laid it all out for her in about 90 seconds, her reply, she looked had a look of shock on her face, and her reply was, oh, my, I guess I better go back and do some reading. Totally oblivious to the fact that this was not a vaccine. And drinking the Kool-Aid of CDC.
Everybody depends on to take care of their personal health. These are the people that are so incredibly entrusted. And let me just illustrate how entrusted they are. If I put a glass of water in front of you, Dr. Jane, and I said there is a 1% chance that this is poison and you're going to drink it and you're going to die, you, of course, would not drink that glass of water. So why in the hell would you allow somebody, a total stranger, to inject something directly into you that has the same or worse odds because they're wearing a lab coat? That is why people have entrusted these doctors. And I'm telling you, if what you're saying is true, and if we find out that these doctors are being compensated, we already know it to be true, but if it can be proven, and if the media will grab a hold of this, and if 300 million people or more in this country can come to the realization that these doctors have been intentionally lying to them for money. Can you imagine the falling out? Can you imagine what might happen to these doctors? My God, I would have to pray for them.
Sue, doctors are obligated to report all money they receive from pharma companies in something called the Sunshine Act. So it's very easy to prove. And what I'm worried about as we close here are the children, these pediatricians that are coming out and saying, yes, inject them as low as birth, at 2 or 3 months old. Sue, this has got to stop. We've got to save the children.
Well, we're not closing because I've got amazing information on a whistleblower. She is a pharmacist, okay, and she has come forward. Now, I'm not ready to release what she has, but there's an amazing phenomenon going on here that she told me about, and I want to talk to you about that. If you have the time to stick around, I would like to have you on for just one more segment. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us. This is the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars. My name is Stu Peters at StuPeters.tv.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Come and find me at StuPeters.tv. I love you guys, and I really appreciate you having me here every Friday in this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters. If there's one thing that we have failed to do, I think, in times past, in my humble and honest opinion, one of our biggest downfalls, Dr. Jane, is that we have failed to give credit to the enemy for their ability to plan, for their ability to orchestrate, for their ability to stick together, to maintain a narrative, to project propaganda, to slowly infiltrate every aspect of our lives without firing a single shot. Without being detected, completely quiet. They're like little termites, and they have been gnawing away at the foundation of this country for an incredibly long time, and now they're going after our kids. And when, you know, these people say that this emergency use authorization goes down to as young as age 12, There are certain pharmacists, because there are many of us who are a part of this great awakening. There are many of us whose eyes have been incredibly opened. I had no idea that a lot of this stuff was going on. I really didn't. And if there's one thing that I can credit Donald J. Trump for, it was making me question everything. And I give him a lot of credit for a lot of things. That's just one of the biggest things, I think, is that I literally question everything and I consider absolutely everything to be a possibility. But this little infestation of these termites has now become a catastrophic complication for our kids. As parents and grandparents are literally walking these kids straight into a CVS, straight into a Walgreens or whatever pharmacy you go to, straight into a doctor's office to grab this jab because they're afraid of COVID. They're afraid of COVID-19. You have told us before viruses burn down, not up. As far as I'm concerned, the whole COVID thing is dead. It's gone. It's over with. There is no pandemic. And when people start suing these states, when people start suing their governors, their attorneys general for enforcing these lockdown mandates, when they start suing them for, being fired from their jobs, for refusing to get inoculated, when they start, you know, suing these people, the one thing that they will have to do when they subpoena these attorneys general and these governors is the one thing that I would encourage them to do, and Louis Ewing would also encourage this, is they should ask, because they have to prove that there is an active pandemic. And I don't know that they can do that, but nonetheless, we have these people going in. And so, Dr. Jane, I was contacted in my Proton mail by a pharmacist. I got to be really careful here because I don't want to expose this person. We're talking hidden cameras and all kinds of stuff. But this person who originally contacted me has been working at a pharmacy and has been jabbing people. And as she woke up and started realizing what it is that's going on, and it was, I'll take credit for it. She found my Telegram channel and she found you. And so she's like, whoa, this is really going on. And she started doing her own research and she found out, oh my, holy smokes. And it really blew her mind that she has been participating in this and she was ready to walk. And, she was considering walking and then she was considering participating in some way, shape or form. And she came to the conclusion on her own, if I were to leave right now, somebody else would just fill my shoes. So I'm going to stay and I'm going to do the right thing. In every war and every battle, there is collateral damage. There are innocent people that die and perish. There are casualties that are untargeted people. And unfortunately, those are the times that we're in. It's really a horrifying place that we're in this country right now. When you actually sit down and think about that, these are people's lives that we're talking about and these kids. And so, in conversation with her, she told me that she learned yesterday that there are 20 pharmacists at her chain or whatever that are leaving. And then I started doing some research on that. There was an article just yesterday. I don't remember where I saw it, but 20 CVS people are leaving. There's whistleblowers coming out and saying, you know, that we don't know what we're injecting in these people. I want to talk about something. I want to ask you about these inserts. Whatever they're called, these pieces of paper that come inside of the box or the lot where these injections are sent to the pharmacists. These things, just like any other medication, have an insert, and that insert is supposed to list ingredients. I'm being told that they are intentionally blank, and I've seen them. They are. They're blank. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. How important is this piece of paper? And is it, am I just thinking, overthinking this, or is that alarming to you as a pharmaceutical researcher expert that these things are blank?
Stu, when people understand what that piece of paper is, they are going to be, I hope, very angry. That piece of paper is called the package insert. That's the little piece of paper that most of us throw out when we open up our new aspirin or Advil bottle. Well, That's called the package insert. That's actually a legal document that I can tell you from the beginning is hammered out between the pharmaceutical company and the FDA. Every word, I'm telling you, every number, every punctuation mark is negotiated and approved by the FDA, or it cannot be in that insert. And it is based on the studies You, and that package insert, if you look the next time of any other drug, you will see that there are studies in there with graphs, there are warnings to doctors, there are warnings to patients. The package insert is a legal document. The fact that these vials of these four injections are being circulated throughout the United States and in the world with blank pieces of paper is an outrage. It is a dereliction of duty. It's the most incredibly corrupt thing that is going on, that the FDA is not insisting on even a temporary package insert. That's called the, it's also called the label. The label is a legal document. To have nothing at all, that means you have no information on the lot number. You have no information on safety. You have no information on efficacy, how efficacious it was. All we have are public statements, and these pharma companies will not respond to the questions that normally would have been answered by these package inserts. It's incredibly...
that we are getting are from the people whose names are on the patents, from the investors who have a financial stake in this game. I mentioned it would be like Mike Lindell doing the, you know, the pillow issuance for the government on behalf of the government. These people's names are clearly printed, publicly discoverable, right on the patent information that's behind the mRNA technology, that's behind this magnetofection, and that's behind the injection itself. Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the same people, at least one of them, who funded the lab that I and everybody else that's truthful was called a liar for speculating that that was the lab in Wuhan where it leaked from. Now I'm speculating and have almost pretty positive circumstantial evidence that this thing was engineered. This is why Fauci was consistently emailing a woman by the name of Christina Cassetti. Christina Cassetti spent the last 8 years of her life in Italy doing, guess what, engineering viruses. Why was he sending her chlorine dioxide or nitric oxide and saying, hey, I need you to take care of this, make this go away? It was a viable treatment. It was a cure. Essentially, it made the SARS-CoV-2 virus die. It stopped it from spreading. These are the very people that are responsible. So, going back to the leaflets, the inserts, could it be possible that you mentioned that everything is negotiated or approved by the FDA that goes in these things, every punctuation mark, every space, every letter. Is it possible that these things are left blank because of the fact that this doesn't have FDA approval? And do you expect this thing in about a minute or less to ever eventually get FDA approval? Well, yeah, there she is. There's one of those pharmacists right there. This thing is 100%, when she opens it up, it's 100% blank. Will this thing be FDA approved, Dr. Ruby?
My opinion is that the reason these are blank is because, Stu, they didn't do the safety studies in humans. They didn't run the pharmacokinetic studies on humans. Pharmacokinetics are the study of, there are about 100 tests in there, but there are about 12 standard ones we expect to see in a package insert. And that is what happens to the drug when it goes in your body. Where does it go? Where does it concentrate? How does your body break it down? How is it absorbed? How is it excreted? Through urine, through feces, through sweat? All that information is incredibly important, and that's why it's not in there and she's showing you a blank piece of paper, because they don't have the information, or they have it and they're not sharing it because it's bad. Prove me wrong.
Owen Schroyer is coming up next. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for your time. Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
I just wanted to answer your second question. I do believe they will be approved. I'm incredibly frightened about that because the corruption is not going to end, Stu.
Unbelievable. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. You can email her, by the way, anytime if you want to blow the whistle on some of this stuff, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. You can also find her at drjaneruby.com. Thank you so much. Owen Schroyer is coming up next with The War Room. I've heard that it's going to be an incredibly exciting show. Please find me over at stupeters.tv. Check out that story that we did today. This is absolutely unbelievable. Aside from all the medical tyranny, aside from Republican candidates in Florida threatening a hit squad, assassinations, assassins from Russia and Ukraine to go take out a political opponent. Aside from all that, we now have voters, constituents, politely reaching out, asking for somebody to consider a forensic audit of the 2020 election. I don't know why they might be doing that. There was no questions there, was there? Simply asking, could we please investigate this? Could we have a forensic audit of the vote here in the state of Minnesota? We want to make sure that these elections are full of integrity and transparent. Instead, she got threatened. That whole story is at stupeter.tv. I hope to see you guys again next Friday right here on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. Owen Schroyer is up next.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.